بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الترهيب من النميمه So a few weeks ago before the discussion on qurbani we were discussing various aspects pertaining to akhlaq This chapter now deals with warnings against carrying tales عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة نمام وفي رواية قتات حضرت حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a نمام or a قتات two words are used here will not enter Jannat one explanation is both are referring to the same person that a person that carries tales he listens to one group of people what they are saying And he takes that now and he goes and tells others what these people are speaking about, what they are saying, which they didn't want to be divulged. Or, according to another explanation, that it is a person that eavesdrops. He's not supposed to be listening to the conversation. It's a private conversation. Even when a person is discussing with you a matter, al-majalisu bil amana, that is an amanat, it is a trust. You cannot divulge and speak and say, you know, this person came to me, this is his problem, this is what he's saying. So carrying tales, this creates a lot of animosity, it creates a lot of problems in society when we start carrying tales and speaking about people's household matters, for example, to others. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very simply sounded a warning. And a person that does this, carries tales, will not enter Jannat. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by two graves. And the inmates of the graves were being punished. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ بَلَا إِنَّهُ كَبِيرٍ They are not being punished for something that is a very, very major thing. Although it is a major sin, it is a very, very grave thing to do. But it was something that was very easy for a person to stay away. It's an action that can be regarded to be small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not a small thing. Amma ahaduhuma fakana yamshi bin namima. One of these people used to carry tales and create problems like this. This one said this, that one said that. Wa amma al-akhar, and the other person, fakana la yastatiru min bawlihi. He wasn't careful about protecting himself from urine drops in the toilet. Splashes of urine, etc. He wasn't being careful about it. And that is why they are being punished in the grave. So we learn from this hadith that a person needs to be careful about these two things which can be trivialized. One is carrying tales, speaking about other people's stories to others, and not refraining and protecting oneself from the urine drops. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.